Following recording is copyright 2012 Catholic Diocese of Little Rock. All rights reserved. For more information, visit www.dolr.org.
Wouldn't it be great if everyone spoke the same language? We get a glimpse of this in that every age has a language used for diplomacy and commerce. In Jesus' time, it was Greek ever since Alexander the Great, which is why the Gospels were written in Greek and not the Aramaic that Jesus actually spoke. In fact, even the Romans were still using Greek to administer their empire. The Latin that eventually took the place of Greek as an international language persisted for about 1,000 years or more, 1,500 years. Then French became the international language, now English. Today's Nigerians of different ethnicities speak to each other in English. The Japanese negotiate trade deals in Hanoi in English. German scientists publish their findings in English. But there is a downside to this. When one language dominates worldwide communications, especially when it is also linked to political and military power, its native speakers have an unfair advantage. We don't have to learn anything new. And we don't have to adapt ourselves to others or other ways of thinking. Everyone's learning our language. They're adapting themselves to us. We are dominant, which unfortunately can lead to arrogance. An impression that we still sometimes have of the French, whose language is no longer used as widely as it used to be. The same impression that much of the world now has of us today. The book of Genesis remembers a time when everyone in the world still spoke the same language, which unfortunately led them to arrogance. They built themselves a tower with its top in the sky in order to make a name for themselves. They hoped to use that tower to climb up to heaven by their own efforts. And since arrogance leads not only to stupid ideas, but also to misunderstanding, the Lord confused their speech, and they no longer understood what each other said. Babel is where our word Babel comes from. And God scattered them throughout the earth. Now, on Pentecost, just as Jesus remedied the effects of Adam's fall on Easter, so now the Holy Spirit remedies the effects of the Tower of Babel. And Jesus didn't just remedy the evil effects of Adam's fall. He also brought us eternal life in a paradise that is far greater than that original Eden. So also the Holy Spirit didn't just remedy the effects of the Tower of Babel's linguistic confusion. It also brought us a spirit of understanding on a level far higher than that which had been lost. Babel alienated us and scattered us throughout the world. By contrast, the church born of the Holy Spirit on Pentecost reconciles us and gathers us from every part of the world. At Babel, arrogant people tried to storm heaven by their own efforts. On Pentecost, humble people begin to storm the world by the power of the Holy Spirit working through them. Shouldn't all Christians be united into a single church? So why are we divided into so many competing denominations? We may use these same words as each other, but oftentimes we seem to be speaking different languages. I suspect that the reason God allows these sad divisions to persist is that He's using them to try to make us humble once again. At the end of the first millennium, in the year 1000, which with all of its many problems was nevertheless a millennium of unity, most Christians throughout the world were still united in a single Catholic Church, literally universal, in union with the Pope. All of the major divisions within Christianity have arisen during the second millennium, a millennium of division, which thankfully has now drawn to a close. Jesus sent the Holy Spirit on that first Pentecost to reconcile and gather people from every part of the world. As we gather today, only 12 years into this third millennium, let us pray for a much needed further outpouring of the Holy Spirit to bridge all differences among Christians, indeed all humankind, bringing understanding to us who sadly are so scattered and divided. Come, Holy Spirit, fill the hearts of your faithful and kindle in us the fire of your love. Send forth your Spirit, and we shall be created, and you shall renew the face of the earth.